Hallelujah. New praise. In fact, it didn't occur to me until Sister Ife said, the chair you are sitting on is new. And the Holy Spirit said, you see, that's why you have new praise. I said, wow, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 96. I'm going to try to be brief. There's so much that I want to say here, but I'm going to try to be brief because of our time. New praise, Psalm 96. And I'm going to read here. Okay. Give me a New Living Translation. That's what I use. Okay. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing thing he does. Things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols. But the Lord that we serve, he made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty fill his sanctuary. So what does new praise mean? It means fresh praise. This year, you are going to cultivate the habit of fresh praise. New praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Fresh, new. The word fresh both in the Old and the New Testament said something. The word new, sorry. The meaning of the word new, both in the Old and the New Testament, connotes something, and it's fresh. Fresh, not only qualitative, but quantitative. So this year, you will give God new praise qualitatively and quantitatively. So quality means that you, when you are giving God praise, you are in praise. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you are giving God praise, you are in praise. Quality worship. Quality praise. Quantitative means if you have been singing one song to God in the morning before, you will increase it. Because God will give you opportunities to increase it. Because you will have testimonies over and over again. In the name of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit just told me in my spirit, that's a prophetic declaration. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14 to 15 says, I will praise God in my understanding, and I will also praise God in the spirit. This year is the year that you just don't praise God in your understanding, that you also praise God in your spirit. You praise God in your spirit. Some of you, the Holy Ghost is so much going to fall on you that you will be singing and you'll be singing in the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's also a prophetic declaration, because that's the Holy Spirit just told me that's a prophetic declaration. So this year, I want to encourage you. When you sing praise to God, do it in a new dimension. In a new dimension. You know one thing? We're talking this morning. Daddy came to me after the Sunday school to discuss some things with me. And now I know why the Holy Spirit brought it to my spirit while I was preparing these messages. How many of you grew up in Orthodox churches? I have nothing against Orthodox churches. There's nothing wrong with Orthodox. That's not. So when I'm, whatever I want to say this morning, don't say pastor is criticizing Orthodox churches. I just want to tell you the reason why we need new praise. I didn't grow up in Orthodox churches, but you know, Sub-Saharan Africa, where I come from, in the morning, in school, we have morning devotion. And we sing hymns. These are the same hymns that they sang in Orthodox churches. And they still sing now in Orthodox churches. Those songs are so powerful, but the meaning of the song is lost because it has become routine. This year, your praise will not be routine. In the name of Jesus. When you see hymns like, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, hell in the tongue is powerful. That hymn is powerful. You hear immortal, invisible, God only wise. That's calling God some incredible names. Enlightened, accessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most God, Jesus is most blessed. Jesus is most glorious. He's the Ancient of Days. That's who, but when people sing it, the power is missing from it. Why? Because it has become routine. So this year, anytime you are singing to God, let it be intentional. Listen yourself. Listen to the lyrics yourself. And let the lyrics stir something up in your spirit. Don't just sing just to sing. Don't sing just to sing. God is giving you new songs, new praise this year. Don't sing just to sing. Why do we need new praise? New praise brings new blessings. New praise brings new blessings. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 46 to 47. When you get home, write it down. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 46 to 47. The Bible says that when the disciples gathered together with the church and they were singing new songs to God, they were singing songs to God, that the Lord added to the church daily. The Lord added to them daily. Daily. And you know that the greatest blessing of a church is the salvation of souls. The Lord just added to them. The Bible said the Lord added to them those who were saved. The word save was there. It's there in the scripture, not was. It's still there in the scripture. And that's the greatest blessing. Everything we're talking about, they are good. But if we can show that this is how many souls that were saved, that is the greatest, because that is the heart of the Father. God will give you new songs this year. In the name of Jesus. You cannot praise God the same way you praised him last year and expect a different result. Your praise must be different this year. To experience his manifestation, your praise must be different. It has to be different. And then, new praise means that the way you celebrated your achievements last year, the way you celebrated your success last year, must be different from the way you celebrate him this year. Some of us, when we bought cars last year, we called our friends together and we bought some bottle of whey, beers, and chilled wines. And we say we are celebrating the blessing of God. Some of us were even celebrating the birth of Christ, which is Christmas, with all sort of things that I cannot mention. And we're celebrating the gift of God to mankind. We're celebrating salvation himself. We're celebrating the Lord of holiness himself. And then we indulge in unholy hearts. And we say we're celebrating the gift of God. Come on, don't let us deceive ourselves. We're celebrating ourselves. That's what we're doing. Because we're doing what brings pleasure to us, not what brings pleasures to God. So when you buy a new house, when your wife delivers a baby, when you buy a new car, when something spectacular, fantamaglorious happened to you, and you want to celebrate God, it is not to involve in unholy hearts. Because what you are doing is you are feeding your selfish desires. You are not celebrating God. This year, new praise must arise. As house of praise, we must celebrate God the way he wants to be celebrated. In the name of Jesus, we have to celebrate the achievement of God the way he desires for us to celebrate the achievement. I'm not saying don't call people together, don't rejoice. I do it too. When my husband retired, we celebrated the grace of God for 20 years of active service. His legs were intact. His hands were intact. His eyes could see. His ear could see. No disability. So I said, we have to celebrate. My said, I'm not doing anything. I said, this one. I don't believe in it. I don't do parties too. But this one, I will do something. I want to celebrate the goodness of God. And we celebrated. It was in a godly way. we can have fun without indulging in all those things. Was my husband's retirement party not fun? He was. He was. We can celebrate. Your child is getting married. We can celebrate the godly way. We're saying thank you, Lord, but you must glorify God. Your wife just have a baby. We're saying thank you, God. We must glorify God. Your child is graduating college. Thank you, God. We must glorify God. So don't say, Pastor, I said this year, we're not doing party. Oh. That's not what I'm saying. I celebrated my son's graduation in this church. Very soon, we'll celebrate wedding. So don't say, Pastor is saying, don't do anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, but let it be a new praise. Let it be a new way of praise. When they come to you and say, we need this at your celebration, you say, no, I'm celebrating God in a new level now. It's a new year. It's a new level. I'm different now. Amen. I know some people will not like me, but it's okay. The Bible says 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, if you don't like me, just love God. You don't have to love me, love God, and we're okay. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So new praise come out of his mouth. You didn't hear that. New praise come out of his mouth because he is new now. Hallelujah. God is about to do a new thing, number two. And new things require new praise. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43 from verse 18. He said, consider not the former things. All the things of 2019, you ain't seen nothing yet. The successes, you have not seen nothing yet. The achievements, you have not seen nothing yet. He said, I am doing a new thing. To get the new thing, you need new praise. Hallelujah. Psalm 43, verse 18 to 19. If God is doing new thing, he desires new praise. He needed to give him new songs. Hallelujah. Psalm 40, verse 3. The psalmist said, with a new song in my mouth. He said, God, we do things. I'm paraphrasing now. He said, God, we do things. And many will see and they will fear. With new song in my mouth. Mark chapter 2, verse 21 to 22. We've been praying on it. We sit on the prayer line. Several people have raised it. Dr. Kendra, Sister Kemi, Pastor Yinka, I mean, almost everybody. That we cannot put old wine in old wine, new wine in old wine skin. So we cannot put the achievement of this year. We cannot use the praise of last year. We need new praise. We need new praise. We need new praise. This is a new year. New battles, but God will give you new victories. Amen. New levels. New levels. Number three, new praise brings victories. New praise brings new victories. Psalm 144, verse 9 to 10. Let's read it. Psalm 144, verse 9 to 10. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read it from here. It said, I will sing a new song to you. Oh God, I will sing your praises with 10-string harp. And then what happened? For you grant victory to kings. You rescued your servant David from the fatal sword. New praise, provoke God to fight on your behalf. Have you not heard in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the children of Israel, Jehoshaphat, all they went to battle with was praise. And God fought for them. Have you not heard the case of Paul and Silas? What they did was praise. Have you not heard the story of Gideon? What he did was praise to conquer the Midianites. I can go on and on. Different stories in the Bible. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 10 to 13. You can write that down. Isaiah 42, verse 10 to 13. Psalm 98, verse 1. The Bible says, sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. Number four, and I think that's my final point, says, new praise is a demonstration of our faith in assurance of victory. Demonstration that we have confidence, we have victory. And this is the victory that we have, that our faith is that victory that we have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God, I think it's 1 John 5:4, overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Psalm 33, verse 3 to 9. You can read that when you get home. But this is the gist of the matter. Someone said, the character strength of gratitude is the best predictor of well-being. The character strength of gratitude is the best predictor of well-being. So the more grateful you are, the healthier you become. The more grateful you are, the healthier you become. The more grateful you are of your marriage, the healthier the marriage becomes. The more grateful you are of your spouse, the healthier they become. The more grateful you are of your children, the healthier they become. And studies have shown that people who regularly practice gratitude, they are happier, they are less depressed, they are less stressed, and they are more satisfied with their relationships. And that's why I'm always grateful for the church. Hallelujah. That's why I'm always grateful for everyone here. And being grateful doesn't mean that I'll be oblivious to your mistake, but I will thank God for those mistakes too. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God for those mistakes, and I'm sometimes not counting those mistakes, but I'm grateful for the good things in you. Because everyone, even me as I'm standing here, I'm not perfect. Ask my husband. I am not. My husband is not perfect, but I'm thankful that God chose him for me. There are things to be thankful for in him, just like he will find things to be thankful for in me. Hallelujah. So the husband, the wife, the children that you're complaining about, they are people's prayer points. Some people are praying daily for them. But we whine and grind and complain. Today, please change your attitude. New praise. Your husband does something you don't like. Say, I thank God for you anyway. Your wife does something and it just infuriates you. Just go to God and say, God, I thank you for giving me this woman. You know what you are doing? You are telling God to reprogram her. Because God hears. God knows that she has just done something to infuriate you. And when you say, God, I thank you, you are telling God, correct the error. Whatever seemed to be error. And sometimes what we think is error is not error. It's even us. Maybe we are the ones that need to check ourselves. Some sisters are laughing. Some sisters are laughing. You know, when you see people in church, be grateful. Say thank you for choosing to come here today. Thank you. Thank you for choosing to worship with me. Thank you. For all, you know, I can look at you and say, you know, people do it. They just look at you. You haven't done anything wrong. In their heart, they just despise you and get up and go sit somewhere. Does somebody even find me good enough to sit by? I should say thank you. I should say thank you. Let's thank each other. Let's thank our spouses. Let's thank our children. So for just allowing God to let you come through me, through this stomach, I thank you. You are not perfect, but I thank you. I thank you. Our parents are not perfect either. But you look at them and say, for everything you have done, whether you did wrong or you did right, I thank you that you are my mother. I thank you that you are my father. People have children and put them in the dustbin. That you didn't choose to abort me. You didn't choose to put me in the dustbin. I thank you. My mother took pills to abort me. My mother took pills. She told me with her mouth that she took medication to get rid of my pregnancy because my father had married another woman and she said, all I'm just doing is having children. I'm the fourth. She's like, why is this one coming again? She said, but instead of me to die, she was almost losing her life. And then she had a dream. And somebody came to her in her dream. She didn't tell me this until I became a pastor. She said, so it's true. So somebody came to her in my dream and said, I'm sending you a prophet. Why do you want to kill her? She didn't tell me this until I became a pastor. She said, I tried to abort you. So that she chose to carry you to the town. Say thank you. What if all the medication she has taken has done something to my brain? Who will I arrest now? Who will I arrest? No one. No one. So let's have the attitude of gratitude. And that is why we complain. Because we don't have that, that's why we complain and murmur about all the things God has done for us. If you listen to other people's stories, you will know that you are blessed. Regardless of your situation or what is going on with you right now, you will know that you need a new song. You will know that you need a new way of praising God. You will know. You will know. I don't know how you've been praising him before, but for this new year, for this new decade, the Lord is calling you to come up higher. Come up higher in your praise to him. Come up higher in your praise to him. There's a higher level of calling in your praise. Increase the tempo, increase the fervor of your praise to God this year. Look at new songs. Learn new songs for him. Hallelujah. Amen. My husband is, you know, heal songs. My husband said, I don't want to listen to that. I don't understand it. Let me listen to our song. But really, learn new songs. Learn new lyrics. Listen to the lyrics of the song. And I'm going to speak to my youth. Sing songs that edify your spirit. Sing songs that lift your spirit up. Sing songs that tell you about the goodness of God. Not song that we talk about when I was going somewhere, I met someone on the way, he shoots me, I shoot him back. And you are doing this. And when you are sleeping, that's what you'll be dreaming about. Because it's already soaked in your spirit. Sing songs. Songs that will lift God high. That will say, oh Lord, you are my God. And I will ever praise you. And guess what? When you are sleeping, your spirit is still praising God. Because you praised him while you are awake. Hallelujah. Praise him deliberately. Praise him spontaneously. Choose time to praise him and also praise him spontaneously. Hallelujah. In bleak situations, praise God. Turn to your neighbor. Say, in bleak situations, praise him. In known situations, praise him. In unknown situation, praise him. Say, determine that this year you will praise God in a new way. Stand on your feet with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you get home, just thank each other. Say, I thank God for you. Thank your children. Thank your parents. Thank your spouse. Thank your brethren in church. Just look at someone randomly and say, I thank you. They say, what are you thanking me for? You say, no, I just thank God for you. That you are alive, you are healthy, you are healed. I just thank God for you. Hallelujah. But some of us, we are so far behind in our praise that we need our cup to full this morning. Choir, help me. Fill my cup, Lord. You're going to lift up your hand and ask the Lord to fill your cup of praise again. Ask the Lord to fill your cup of praise again. Ask the Lord to fill your cup of praise again.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Ask the Lord to fill your cup of praise again.
Lift it up, Lord.
That it will come from you spontaneously. No matter the situation, that what will come out of you will be praise to God.
Bread of heaven,
of praise.
Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. So fill my cup, Lord,
fill my cup, Lord.
Just lift those cups unto God. To you this year. Fill it, Lord. 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 Fill it with praise. Fill it with praise, Lord. Fill it with praise, Lord. Fill it with praise, Lord. Intentional praise. Spontaneous praise. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus.